We're shedding our masks and breaking down walls. Hell, we may even drop our drawers. That's right. We're going commando with Angela and Dana.
Hi, my name is Dana Sardano, and this is Angela DeMarco, and we are disgusting. I'm kidding. You missed it. We came on to this, and we are going commando. Going Commando is a little show that we put together because we see the importance of authenticity, the importance of being who you are, embracing that, and bringing those gifts to the world. And we're doing that, and we're hoping by doing it publicly, we give you permission to do the same. So good morning, Miss Angela. You're disgusting.
I am not disgusting. I am a lady.
We're doing the countdown. There's the countdown. 5, 4. I'm like, hold on a second.
And I'm like, she's like,
wait,
I
got one too. So here we are. Right. So if you're only seeing us for the first time, stay classy. So anyway, good morning, Angela. How are you?
Says the woman who just had to edit vowels out of her curse words on a post.
Because you made me. I'm like, I'm not going to say it because I'm trying to behave, but I'm like, I can't say the C word on social media. She's like, N.
And honestly, you came out of the gate with that. So I haven't even really had my coffee yet. And we haven't talked about our weekend yet. And you're like, C word. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. Then I'm like, but after a while, it has no meaning. C word. Oh, don't say that either. Okay.
All good. So good morning.
Good morning. You had a fun weekend. You saw my boyfriend.
I saw your boyfriend and I saw my grandpa. It was super cool. So I live on Long Island, so I have easy access to events that happen in New York. In the city. And William Shatner has a movie coming out. It's basically just a documentary biography of his life, like a living biography, which is really super cool. And it's called William Shatner, You Can Call Me Bill. And it's actually produced by this amazing company, Legion M. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it, but Legion is a film company that is entirely funded by fans. Super fucking cool, a long time. Like, everybody puts in the money. They talk about that. They choose the content. They support the movies. And it's just really, really a cool organization. Shatner has been involved with it for a long time. And I just adore him. Like, I've seen him in like Boston Legal and The Practice and, you know, appearances on Big Bang. And I wasn't a Trekkie, but now I'm kind of like want to be a Trekkie because like there were these like older ladies all dressed in their little Trekkie uniforms there. Oh my God, it was so cute. There were a lot of smelly old people there too. So, but what it was there was like this little red carpet event. And while I'm talking, I'll put up some pictures. It was a red carpet event. And so Neil Tyson Degrassi was the moderator. And so it was.
That's my guy.
I know. William Shatner, we know, is not your boyfriend. Yeah. But it was really cool. So they had like the red carpet thing. We got a poster, a pin. They did a couple talks before the movie and then they had a Q&A after. And I did put in your question. They had like a QR code. You would have been so excited. They're like, for the people over under 30 or whatever, that thing, or over 30, take a picture. So it was cute, but they really didn't like take questions. They took like 5, like super high level. I mean, William Shatner is 93. So God love him. He's like old and close to senile.
He looks good though. He looks good. He reminded my father right before my father passed. You know, I said to Rob, he's got that big block head. And Rob's like, look at you. And I'm like, I come from a long line of big blockheads. Nala's like, I can't wear a hat and it's all your fault. I'm like, it's part of our legacy.
But anyway, you can wear the USF hat. You got me.
Yeah. I bought Angela a USF hat because that's another story for another day. I think I might have even told that story, but I was in such a panic and such a rush. And I was like, this will break in the mail and this. So I got the hat and she put it on. And it was like a fishbowl. She brought it back to me. She's like, nobody could wear this. I'm like, I promise you it'll fit me. And I put it on. I'm like,
Like a glove.
Telling you, long line of blockheads. And we got a lot of hair, too. So it only exacerbates the blockheadiness.
It's like I could turn and the hat would be like, poof, poof, poof.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, snug in there.
So Shatner was adorable. They had really awesome banter during the Q&A after. We got seats that were really close, and it was just cool. It was just a cool vibe. Yeah. Beautiful, beautiful documentary. It's I don't know. It's out on March 22nd in theaters, I think, for one day only, but then it'll probably be available on some kind of streaming service somewhere. Gotcha. So I highly recommend it. He just is very philosophical in his as he's approaching the end of his life, and it's sweet, you know.
So I love that. I love, yeah. You know, I'm all about the philosophical musings. You
know? Oh, he was like, what is, like, I'm lonely, and he went through this whole loneliness and what happens when you die, and I was like, get my question up there, like, I kept sending things
God.
In.
Call me, Bill.
I know. I so badly wanted to, like, interject, because, like, he's just there. He's just so appreciative. He's so grateful for every little thing.
Well, and, you know, it rocked for him, you know.
Yeah.
He crushed it.
Yeah.
He crushed Earth.
He did crush Earth. He crushed this experience. So it was super cool. And I was there with my Maddie girl. And then we went to, like, a little pub and had a good burger. And
nice.
Yeah, all good. Weird thing was, okay, so yesterday was St. Patrick's Day. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all our fellow Irish. I fell twice walking. Literally fell, not tripped and, like, stumbled, just dropped like a sack of potatoes. and one was, like, slow motion, like, we couldn't catch me. And then we're cracking up. I'm sitting on the ground. It looks like I was hammered. So if anybody saw this face in a green lucky sweatshirt, laugh your
ass off.
I was so sober. I didn't understand. I was like, it happened twice in a row. And I was like, how do I just fall? So if anybody knows why someone would just fall, you know, I'm at the age where I'm like, Maddie's like holding my hand. She's like, are you going to be okay? And I'm like, I think so. Walking like a shuffle.
I love it. Yeah, you're gonna break a hip one of these days.
Oh, Jesus Christmas. Seriously. So that was really, really fun. Okay, so what we're talking about today, we're wrapping up our season on purpose, and this whole time we've been discussing kind of like the concepts that came out of my book, Uniquely You, update number 52, The Birth of a Bright-Eyed Entrepreneur. It's a book that I wrote. It's a series of emails communicating with the community as I was developing a business. And the reason why it's called 52 is because at the end, at number 51, I had said, everybody, okay, I'm going underground, because when you see update 52 in your inbox, that means it's go time. So I had kind of, like, taken a break, and that's why this is. So today we're talking about, like, the end of this book and what it meant to me. But I wanted to say, Dana, thank you for, like, indulging me, because, you know, we've spent two seasons talking about your books, 10 Recommendments for Personal Empowerment, and then we did Beyond the 10, Decoding the Woo-Woo. And those books are, like, they're evergreen. Like, they can help anybody, anytime. They have a retrospective of your stories, but they'll stand the test of time. For me, I have changed so much since this book. This book is a moment in time that I've been reflecting on. So we've been spending this whole time. And it's really weird to be like, yeah, those first-time founder mistakes, because I'm not that person anymore. So it's really interesting. And even at the close of this book, my excitement and everything that's changed with our businesses, it's been really amazing to see my own personal growth and development since this book. You know?
Since that book. And there was even a shift from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
And you're not even the same person since then. And just, you know, you referred to mine being evergreen, but I'll tell you, I was in my books yesterday. I was in Woo Woo and 10 Recs yesterday, because I don't know what I was looking for, but I stumbled upon a quote in Woo Woo that I don't use. You know, you usually use all the same quotes and the same memes and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, and then I just started looking through stuff, and I'm not the same person. And I wrote it as having an understanding of these things. So we're constantly changing. And it makes me think of artists too. Like, I'm talking about musicians and stuff like that, and even actors. You look at their early work and their later work, where it's a beautiful tapestry of just these different versions of ourselves as we go through our creativity. It's really, really cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. It is really cool to share the gifts. You know, these do become like memoirs to have. And that's why it's really cool if you do have the thought to write a book or to create something that captures this moment in time for you, even if it's a diary or it's doodles or whatever it is that you do that's a creative outlet, just to hold on to something that captures the essence of the moment for you and what you're going through at the moment. Because the pride comes, I feel so proud of myself for how much I've grown from this. you know, yeah. like, and how our relationship has developed and everything that's changed over the years. So it's really cool because, like, you guys also have to understand at the end of this book, right before we launched, I divorced my entire family. So this was written before that happened.
Yeah.
You know, yep. This is like the week before, and it's just, it's crazy. So, I'm going to read a little bit from it there, but and we're going to talk about the end, but really what we want to talk about today is, you know, is it worth it? Is it yes. worth it? And the answer is fuck yes, of course. yes.
Okay. Game over. 10 minutes in. Thank you. And good night.
there are so many, we're talking about all the changes, and the reason why there are changes, because there was so much like hurdles to overcome, challenges to face, obstacles, new ways of being. And, you know, I've since this book, since becoming an entrepreneur, I have divorced my entire family. I am divorcing my husband. I am fully immersed in my business and in making creativity my life, you know, fully immersed in this. And I can't, there's no going back. There's no going back for me. And so I have had to let go of a lot of things so that I can make room for the new things. And that's where the question is, like, is it worth it? You know, sometimes I'm lonely. Sometimes I got to drag my kid with me because I don't have any friends to go with me anywhere. But at the end of the day, yeah, I wouldn't change this trajectory for anything.
I just want to touch on something that you said that is so, so extremely important. It's really the essence of all growth. You have to let go of what no longer serves you in order to welcome in what's coming. And it's such a fearful place to be. You hear the expression, the devil you know. Mm-hmm. And you know, why would she stay in that relationship? You know, we're all quick to judge because we've never had a dysfunctional relationship, you know, but why would she stay? Why would she, and, or he for that matter. And the reality is when people are in a situation, it's the devil. They know, they understand the discomfort. They know what to expect. You know what I mean? They know what that suck is. Yes. And they may want this, but they're in that place. But it's so hard. You have to let go in order to have a free hand to receive what's coming. And I think that that's the greatest challenge for so many of us. You know, the gallery is such the perfect example of that. I have all these things that I'm doing and all these things that I want to do. And the gallery in its heyday was such an amazing time and experience. It was a 4-year window of awesome. But I didn't want to let go of it for whatever my reasons were. But if I have one hand clutched, then I only have one hand to receive. Mm. And you got to let it go. And so many of us, we find ourselves as we begin to evolve, the people around us are no longer comfortable. The situations we're in, the jobs we're in, even the clothes we're in, even yeah. the where we live, like all of these things become uncomfortable. But because of our beliefs or our conditioning about what our loyalties should be or what we're worthy of or whatever, we stay. And then we wonder why. Why isn't that guy showing up? Because you're still doing booty calls with this shit bag that you divorced or blew off a year ago.
Yeah.
This guy's not coming in as long as your energy is here. Yeah. So I just, it's so important. So important.
So important. So important.
It's let go and allow. And I know it sounds all super woo, but oh my God. Once I accepted that that's part of the process, everything started flowing in so much easier, you know?
Yeah. And really we talked about this before too. Like once you make that decision and you let go, like you don't mm-hmm. know how, you don't have to know how the how is going to show itself. Right. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know how certain things are going to play out, you know, with the divorce, but mm-hmm. I have to trust and have faith that they'll show themselves because I'm ready for them. Because if I'm yeah. still here, if I'm still planning, if I'm still trying to connive a situation to fit a certain, you know, format in my mind, then there's no room for anything else. So it doesn't matter. So it's like, yeah. it's the concepts. It's the, it's really like the, you, I remember when it was like, what was it? May or January last year, Rob was like, maybe we should sell the gallery because you know, and you were like, no, right? You're like adamant, like you couldn't even think of it.
I was violent about it. And then I spent the next 4 or 5 months busting my ass because I kind of not neglected it, but my energy was towards all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm going to breathe life back into the gallery and I'm going to have everything. I'm going to be able to do both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then the minute you were like, I'm ready to let it go, like everything shifted for you.
Everything. And I sold it in like an instant. I was like, I'm going to sell the, we closed.
I know. Even to the point where Rob like went to the gallery with you one day to like wrap something up. And he was like, you got everything done. Like it's empty.
Yeah. He was coming to clear out the attic. And because soon as I decide, because that's another thing. And we've talked about can't happen fast enough. Yeah. It's like, the difficulty, the pain is in the resistance. The mm-hmm. pain is in the indecision. That's where the pain lies, in the fear of the unknown. But once you decide, there's got to be movement. So I'm like, I'm going to sell the gallery. And then we were like, okay, we're going to go on vacation like the next week. And then when we come back, we're going to list it. So now I had like a 2 or 3 week window where like I have to wait. I'm like, fuck that. Cunt. I'm like, but I was like, there's no way. So I had to, at the very least, just go there and start taking things off the shelves. There had to be movement because once you decide, the leash is off.
Yes.
The leash is off. Now it's time to make it happen.
Yes. 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 So super, super exciting, long time. And the same thing for us too, with this divorce stuff, it keeps getting easier and easier because the way I'm shifting again, like mm-hmm. total growth. And we still have to talk about, you know, a whole thing that happened yesterday, but it's it just becomes easy when you're grounded in the next, if that makes any sense. Does that make sense? Like when you're grounded in like being fully open to whatever's next, because you've fully let go, you have both those hands free, it becomes easy. The steps become in front of you because you can see them.
Because you can see them. Trying to get excited.
That's okay. I like it.
Oh my God, that's it.
Yay, I said something smart. Yay.
But it's true because you can't see them. Like I know, like when you and I had a conversation like a week ago about something, and the moment I said one thing, something triggered in you, your defense went up, and the next 10 minutes after that, you heard nothing.
I couldn't hear you.
You couldn't hear me. And we do that, you know, when our children, they freak out about something, we try to address it in that moment. You can't. Argue or reason with somebody who's angry. You can't reason. I always say, can't argue with a drunk, can't argue with an angry person. You know what I mean? When you, me, whoever, when we're in that state of angst, of dis-ease, right? Of worry, all those things that keep us from having clarity, there's no clarity. I mean, duh, right? So how can you be open to seeing what will really fall into your lap if you let it, if you're all trying to control, which is the coping mechanism of that angst?
Yes.
You know what I mean? But once you release, and you hear, if you look at every philosophy and most religions, I would venture to say all, but if you look, you know, and read between the lines, it's all about the faith and the trust and the surrender. I think Muslims are like it's the surrenderers to the prophet, and Islam is surrender to the prophet. Like it's surrender is the word. And so we say allow, you know, allow. I always roll my eyes because I'm like, you're fucking allowing. I'm allowing. Why is it happening? Like, I'm allowing. Look at me allow.
I want now, daddy, now.
Now, and oompa loompa. But seriously, you said it perfectly. You know what I mean? You can see it when you release all of that bullshit energy that is keeping you attached to the old.
Yes. And to that point, there's another thing I wanted to kind of bring up before I get into the book. So I've been doing some work with a friend and he's like, it's illuminating to work with you because now I see what you do. And I realized that, and this is, I just want to like, this is going to be some audience participation time. So everybody has to reply in the comments because I want to take a moment to celebrate our strengths because I can tell you why I do what I do. I can tell you what I create, like what is my end product. I can tell you, you know, my processes. I could tell you whatever it is. I could tell you how great it is. I could tell you how much I care. But my methodology and how I approach it is my strength. And I never talk about that. And I don't, that's what I do. Like, it's not like the end product of what I've created. Look, I created an online platform. Look, I created a book. I created a publishing company. So I create brands. It's so easy for me to say what that end product is, but it's my process from A to completion, A to Z. That's where my magic is. And this friend of mine was like, this is what you need to say. And I was like, oh yeah, that's what I do. Yeah. So I want to celebrate that I'm fucking awesome at what I do. And I want people in the comments to celebrate how fucking awesome you are too. So yeah. Type something that is your greatest strength and celebrate it. Like, how are you? Like, let's just verbalize it. Let's spend a little time S-ing each other's D's here. You know,
yeah,
Dana. Tell me what one of your greatest strengths are.
Oh, we don't have time.
just one. I emphasize that.
You know, it's so hard because they all kind of merge. But as you were saying it, you know, I think my sense of humor is way up there.
Mm.
But I think my greatest strength is my ability to see. To see past what's in front of me, to see past what appears to be obvious. And by doing that, I am able to face situations without judgment and without too much judgment. We're all a little judging, a little down at the corner.
Well, a sassy, judging. Not judging.
Yeah, a little sassy. But by doing that, I'm able to have a more fruitful life and I'm able to make better connections and have better relationships. That's what I think. And then that applies to everything I do, to my art, to my writing, to my intuitive guidance, to everything I do. My ability to just see past the, did you see what he is? Let's look at it.
Yes, you know? That is so true because you are so big picture and
yes,
so,
sure.
And you're like big picture, like you're on the ground with like the, like you always joke about how like I'm flying around, you have me on the leash, you know, like
you I would have called it a tether, but if you want to call it a leash, yank it back when
same
you need
fucking
to.
Thing, get out of here, get away. No, but it's true because you're so grounded and so in the practicality and the reality, but you mm-hmm. do have this like amazing bird's eye view of things and even like energetically things that like are not seen to the naked eye, so to speak, you know, like
yeah.
You read
it's
the energy.
Something.
It's really an amazing, amazing gift. For me, I've been doing branding forever, right? And I can not only like, because I have such an appreciation for what goes into building a brand and because it's like someone's heart and soul, a business's heart and soul, not only do I come in and like help create brands, but if I'm working with somebody who already has a brand, I have such respect to maintain the integrity of that brand.
Yeah, you do.
And that is my sweet spot. That's my magic. Yeah. So we do creative services and we're offering, you know, to like, we're going to pop in and do like a website and you already have a brand and a business. We're going to totally understand and respect because we're going to see what the brand is and we're going to bring out its true essence and we're going to put our skills on it. I'm saying our because you're my partner in all of this, but we're going to put our skill set to making it beautiful and bring it to life, but we're not putting our stink on it. We have no, I have no sense of ownership over anybody's brand. It's my, like my gift to nurture brands. And that's my sweet spot. And that applies to my children. That applies to everything, you know, letting people shine for what they are and what they bring to the table, as opposed to how my influence has to do on it at all.
Yeah. It really is an amazing gift. And I told you, I don't have that. I could be aware of it. Like even like when we were doing that one thing and I was going to write, like I was very much aware that if I give too much of my, like if I give it too much attention, I'll make it mine and I don't want to do that. So I'm aware of it, but it's your natural gift. It's really a beautiful thing. And I just want to take this opportunity to point out for everybody who is sharing their gifts,
please.
Sharing their greatnesses in the comments, but it's amazing that we don't even realize what our gifts are sometimes, and we're born with these innate gifts, but they become balanced or imbalanced. Mm. And Angela's gift of being able to really just assisting and allowing somebody to shine in business and out of business, when that is out of balance, it can become codependent. It could become where she loses herself. But because she's found herself and found her grounding and found her balance, she even shines even brighter. You know, my ability to see, you know, the big picture and to, you know, this bird's eye view that Angela refers to it as, when I'm in balance, you know, if I'm needy or just want to be loved, I only see the good and I can't see all of it and I can't see it objectively. I don't have clarity. And it's, and it becomes a disservice to me and the people I try to have relationships. So what's most important is I look at myself and I become grounded and balanced and all that. And then my gifts shine even brighter. Yeah. So anybody who is thinking about what their gifts are, you know, think about the things that are uncomfortable in your life right now too, because when brought into balance, those are your gifts too. It's something to think about.
Oh, you're so wicked smart. Oh, there she goes, folks. There she goes. So just to go and click. Okay. So everybody, please share your gifts and something that's very unique and special to you. And it may not even seem how it's relative to how you conduct business or, you know, are in relationships, but it all matters. And it all is something it's your thing that you bring to the table. Every single one of us has a unique thing. So, okay. So I'm just going to read, I want to read from update 52 since it's the end of the book, end of the season. Thank you all. So exciting. So it's reading time. So this was on, and it's, I'm going to show it to the camera there, but it says, uniquely you update number 52, OMG was the subject line of this email. And, I quoted, Billy Joel's lyrics. This is the time. This is the time to remember because it will not last forever. These are the days to hold on to, but we won't, although we'll want to. This is the time, but time is going to change. You've given me the best of you, and now I need the rest of you. So I'm not going to read the whole entry, but there's a couple of things I want to point out. It's basically a lot of like, thank you. It's like in my like Oscar speech. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening.
Are they falling down to ask baby Jesus?
Oh, yeah. So one part of it, I just want to read this paragraph. Dana's daily coaching and pushing and twat punching guided me to make the changes and choices that helped me discover who I really am, what my unique qualities are, and what it really makes me tick. Then she did something so incredibly awe-inspiring that still rocks me to my core. She handed me a big fat the big fat capital I needed to quit my secure.
Oh, yeah, all- that.
Yeah. Right? To quit my secure, albeit a bit boring day job to make this dream a reality. Dana's unwavering faith in me became the mirror I needed for me to have unwavering faith in myself. So thanks, Dani. All right. And then, okay. Blah, blah, blah. You all are awesome. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So my friends, thank you for allowing me these pixels to pontificate. And just a reminder, these are emails, so that's why it's pixels. Pixels to pontificate on why I'm so in love with this moment in time with all the people I'm surrounded with. Come Monday, everything is going to be different. We'll be on the other side of this moment. Today, I just want to revel in all its glory. We have all worked really, really hard, but we have had a blast building this, and I cannot wait for you guys to see what we made here. It feels like Christmas Eve, and I've oh my God, I'm going to cry. It feels like Christmas Eve, and I've wrapped up Uniquely You with a giant purple bow and put it under the tree, and I'm waiting for you to wake up and open it. Blah, blah, blah.
And baby Jesus, that, baby Jesus.
Thank you, baby Jesus. And with that, I will end this very long on-par email with one final message with all of my heart. Thank you. It's been an amazing journey so far, and we've only just begun.
And you know what? It's true. We've only just begun. It felt like the end of something. You know what I mean? Like it was a new door. But Angela, man, you know, and now the question, you know, as we close this episode or come close to the close this episode, was it worth it? Was it worth it? Was it worth it?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
And there was a lot of white knuckle in it. A lot of, like, you know, throwing up in your mouth, swallowing it, throwing up again, spitting it out the side, pulling out your eyelid. There was a lot. I mean, because you said it when we opened this episode, it wasn't just about building a platform. It wasn't just about building a business. It was about everything about you as the individual, me too, separately, me as the individual, and how we overcame our own obstacles and what we learned and how we grew and then applied it to what we were doing and to, you know, together, separately with others. Oh, fuck, man. It's all worth it. It's when you dedicate to yourself and dedicate to your passion, and I just spit all over myself and dedicate to what you love. It's all worth it. Again, mommy, again.
Again.
Do it all again. To quote my 4-year-old looking at fireworks. Again, mommy.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. It has been a journey. So I'm so excited. I really appreciate, like, spending this time on my book, because this has helped me really see me in a whole nother way. And just appreciate the evolution of everything, like all the changes, you know, it's crazy. I would not go back to be this person if you gave me like all
to
the
be that
China.
Person.
Like that moment right before the family situation, right before the launch, I would not go back to be that person.
No, you can't.
I couldn't.
No.
There's
you can't
no way.
Shove that genie back in the bottle. That genie's out, man. Woo!
Yeah. It's cool though. It's cool because that was a huge moment. And that was so small compared to what we're doing now. So.
Yeah. It all expands. It all.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, man, from the center of the ground. It all expands. And, you know, and how many times have I said to you, we're going to be like, okay, in a year from now.
I know.
Right? So think about it. How many in a year from now there were. Right now, we think that we are the badassiest of badasses, right? In a year from now, we're going to be like, remember that time we thought we were smart? Remember when we wrote books because we thought we were smart, but we're not. Yeah. It's cool. It's part of the evolution, you know?
Totally. Okay. So before we close this out, I just want to tell you about what we're doing next season, which is starting next week. We're not taking breaks here. It's just, no, you know, it's organized. We get no breaks, no rest for the weary. No. but we're going to be starting to, we're going to do a season on chakras, and it's going to be super, super exciting. Long time. And we're going to talk about, are we basing it on Veda? Is that that was what we netted out to?
I think, or? You know, it's worth making.
Veda.
Yeah. It's good for graphics. Veda.
All right. So Dana wrote a book called Veda Finds Her Crown. And it's this beautiful story. And we'll go into all the details next week. But it was written for children. And it's got a workbook and all that good stuff. But basically, it's how do we rectify, where do we find our imbalances based on the chakras and our Maslow hierarchy needs? Where do we find our imbalances and how do we rectify those? So I'm really excited to see like how I'm going to grow through this whole next season. So we're calling it season 6 of balance.
Yeah. And you know what's cool about it too is we've talked about, because in 10 Recs, one of the recommendments is about chakra health. And we did an episode on that. And we did a little interim episode between, I think, season 3 and 4. And we talked about Veda as a whole. But what we're doing with this season is we are talking about a chakra at a time and how to reconcile those imbalances. So we're really, really focusing on the root, the sacral. That, you know what I mean? Like we're really, and that's what's cool because it really gives you a deep understanding of the psychology and the development of you, of us as human beings. So strap in because it ain't pretty.
Yeah, and it's not as woo-woo as it sounds, as you guys will find out.
At all.
It's not. It's basically just like an organization system for going through these different periods of our lives and what's happening. So I find this fascinating. And I'm always like, that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
That's why cool. I do that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And what's cool for me, you know, the artist who likes to dabble in color, bathe in color. It's color coded. Yeah. Like I see the world in color. Like when I see confidence, I see yellow. You know what I mean? When I see fear, I see red. When I see imagination, I see purple. I see it in color. And when we can do that, when we could kind of make sense of things in that way, it makes it just a little bit easier and a little bit more fun. So
yeah, super excited. Mom. Long time. Yeah. And Dana can do like for the woos out there. She can give you like your crystals. We'll talk about that stuff. I don't care. I'm like, what's this rock? And she'll tell me. Sometimes it helps. Yeah. So anyway, we'll get into that. So thank you guys so much for doing this. This is our conclusion to our season on purpose. Please, please, please interact with us. Put in the comments about your what your greatest strengths are, what your skills greatness. Are. Please, we want to hear. Like, let's celebrate. Let's celebrate our awesomeness today.
Yeah, man. But every day. Be great. Be great.
All right. Here comes the wheel. Okay. I don't want to get drop call. If we get drop call again.
Get drop call. I'll do one.
Yeah, okay.
You ready?
Because we've had it twice now.
Let me move my mic. I have it banging it.
Okay, here we go. Sign us out, girl.
Wait, I got to do it this way. I'm not strong enough.
Okay.